today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
And many of us say we've been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. The reason why I can say that is because I don't trust my own counsel. I get my counsel from God. And so since God loves me, I want to make sure that my counsel comes from the one who loves me, not the one who hates me or the devil himself. You're not going to pull out my internals and mess up my life because I'm listening to you tell me you love me, but I know deep down inside you don't. Devil don't like man.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Today, Bishop Clark continues the Positioned for the Promise series. Join us for part 8 of the message, 30 Wisdom Keys.
It should be on the screen here as we get ready to share the Word of God. I'm really excited about the positioning or being positioned for the promise, about what God is saying and doing in this ministry. Positioned for the Promise is the series, and we're going to talk about the 30 wisdom keys that have been identified in the Word of God, right out of the book of Proverbs, starting at chapter 22. And I was always amazed that God would not give us the 30 keys in the first, second, or third chapter, but in the 22nd chapter, which really speaks to about 21 days. God wants us to start disciplining, being a disciplined type people. And after about 21 days, you start putting things into practice and working with stuff. And you can turn a bad habit into a good habit in about 21 days. I think it was Daniel who prayed for 21 days. And then Gabriel was able to break through. And if you want breakthrough, in your life, make sure you practice something for about 21 days. This is real good for young people, especially young marriages and young folk who are growing up. Set it in motion and let God speak to your heart. I'm teaching the word. I would like to see more of you all becoming more spiritually engaged. And that is to take notes while I teach and not just listen. If you're in high school or just finished high school and you're in college, hopefully when you sit in your class or lecture, you're taking notes and not just trying to memorize or trying to preach back to me. And what I mean by that is you already know what I'm going to say. So since you know it, there's no need to teach. I'm a revelatory teacher. And if you've been with me for a while, you should have the spirit of this house. And since I teach, if you're with me and you're drawn to the message that I teach, then let us make sure that we are recording what's being said. Glory to God. Is that you, Pastor Dave, back there? Thank you for that recording. I slipped my mind to speak about it or to allow it to air at 8 o'clock, but we are going to put it on the Facebook Live as well and make sure it's aired separately so our people can hear what you're trying to say to the youth and where we're going with that, with the change that is taking place with the youth. So thank you for that. God bless you, Nadine. Good to see you. All right. God bless you all. It is Proverbs 1, we'll start, and then we'll progress through this message, chapter 1, verse 20 through 23. The wisdom is shouts in the street. And the Bible says, wisdom shouts in the street, verse 20. She cries out in the public square. She calls to the crowds along the main street, to those gathered in front of the city gate. That's where she is. Verse 22. This is what she's saying. How long, you simpletons or simple ones, will you insist on being simple-minded? And how long will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Come and listen to my counsel. I'll share my heart with you and make you wise. How long will you relish? How long, you mockers, relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Come and listen to my counsel. I'll share my heart with you and make you wise. I believe the Lord spoke to me from the voice of wisdom. I know the Holy Spirit is the orchestrator of all, but to speak to me didactically, that Clark, I'm with you. God sent me to help you, and you can use me in your message. You can use me in your life. I want you to use me. And I believe the Lord is leading me to say to you all that you don't have to be separate from wisdom. A lot of words is not wise. The right word spoken at the right time is wise. And the spirit of wisdom, or the force of wisdom, has a voice. And she will not be quieted, or she will not be silenced. She's panting and hurting and calling out to the people of God to say, let me speak to you. Let me share with you the wisdom of God for you, for your marriage, for your money, for your mastery, for your mentorship. Let me help you with your faith, your family, and your finance. And I will bless you beyond measure, for her price is far above rubies. As we teach position for the promise, here's today's message, 30 Wisdom Keys, Part 3. Father, I thank you for this message, and thank you for the tuned in ones, the ones that are open to the heart, and those who are beginning to open up their heart to the voice of the Spirit and the wisdom of God. Give me insight that I might share the word of God with your people. And Father, I give you praise. For where there is no vision, the people perish. But I thank you, where there is vision, we flourish. We are like trees planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. Its leaves will not wither. And whatever is done will prosper. Thank you for that. I give you praise for going before the word and preparing us with ears to hear, a mind to comprehend, a heart to receive, and a spirit to contain, a rhema. And we will give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I love the book of Proverbs. It is something that I go through every month of the year. I would encourage you. There are 31 Proverbs in the Bible, and it matches most months in the year. And that is 31 days. It matches most months with 31. And so I would read a proverb a day, and it would keep demonic spirits at bay. Wisdom of God drives out. A lot of people can quote scripture, but they don't have the wisdom of God. Just quoting things, and it's not going to attract people to you. It is the wise man. It is the wise woman of God that becomes attractive in the spirit and develops a magnetic pull to do what God has called him or her to do. And I've asked God for wisdom to do the work that he's called me to. And he gave me confirmation that he's given me wisdom. And I'm grateful for that. I am not perfect. Wise people are not perfect. The man who had the most wisdom in his life, and the end of his life, he found himself wanting. He allowed his heart to be taken away from the Lord. And so we don't just trust in wisdom. Wisdom is not necessarily salvation, but it is an attribute of God. The Bible describes her in the female gender, who accompanies God as he's stretching out and recreating or creating the universe. She's peeking over his shoulder in Proverbs chapter 8. And she is here for you. She's here for me. She's of the first order. What I mean by that is she was here before the world began. And I'm not sure why believers wouldn't want to embrace her. She's here for you. And she will help you to understand God. I want you to think about a powerful, young, energetic woman that knows a lot, or an elderly woman that has history and knows a whole lot about law, about romance, about relationships, about finance, education, about societies, how to work it, how to play it, how to do it. And that person has now become an advisor for you. God has sent wisdom into the earth to advise you accurately and adequately so you can be successful in life. And he wants his people to embrace the wisdom of God. And so the Bible says she's crying in the streets. And I think I was sharing with you all, she's panting in the streets. The scripture says she shouts in the streets. She's not in an isolated place somewhere. She's right along the main concourse. And in the public square, she's there. She's in the parking lot of the mall. She's at every municipality crying in the streets. Think about a lady wearing a black dress that's walking down the street crying, and no one can put a blanket around her. She will not be quiet. She calls to the crowds along the main streets, those gathered in front of the city gate. She's in the places of authority. She's at the hospital. Will not be quiet. She won't get in a car. She's crying while you're passing by, saying, listen to me, slow down. Listen, stop texting and driving. And make sure you follow the walk across the street using the crosswalk. And make sure the cars stop before you cross over. And she's saying, how long will you remain simple in your thinking, or being a simpleton, or being simple-minded? How long are you going to stay there just listening to rap and listening to trap music and smoking marijuana and drinking mint julep and bad-mouthing your country, and then you wonder why you're having anxiety or problems? How long are you going to continue to do that when all you got to do is get with someone who's been there, done that, and got the T-shirt to tell you stop this and that over there will cease as well? But people want to go after the simple-minded stuff, okay? You don't have to make the mistakes of the previous generation. Learn from us so you don't make those mistakes. If my father, and I thank God for my father, he's a member of the church, he's here today. Thank God he never spent any time in jail. But if he did, it didn't mean I have to spend time in jail too to learn from him. Thank God he was a prayer man. He made sure we went to church when we didn't want to go. He made sure we went to church. And some of that rubbed off on me. Thank God I've helped many to stay out of jail. And I had a few to call me from jail to ask me to bail them out. I ain't doing that. I ain't bailing you out nowhere. You need to make sure you make the right decisions. And if you make the right decisions, you won't have to go there. That's how that works. I'm not putting up my car. No, not me. I'm not putting up my car to bail you out of nothing. Keep yourself out of jail. Come on, that's love. Love what? If you love me, you'll do what I say. That's how that works. And if you can stay out of jail if you do what's right. Now, you get put in there and you're falsely accused, I'm going to do everything I can to help you. But if they catch you on camera, you're done. How long will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you go along with it? How long will fools hate knowledge? My God, hate knowledge? Come and listen to my counsel. I'll share my heart with you. I'll share my heart with you, intimacy, and make you wise. Discerning or distinguishing between God's guidance and man's guidance, or this world's advisors versus God's advisors, or this world giving you an opinion versus God giving you discernment, is critical in this hour. To just distinguish between discerning between God's guidance and man's counsel. Who's counseling you? Who's influencing you? Is it the voice of the Spirit, the Word of God, wisdom, or is it man's knowledge? How long will we remain in the arena of simple thinking when we can have the deep things of God, the powerful things of God? Although God does not give most people a direct, individual, unmistakable call, he does use other means of getting our attention. I like to simplify it. Either God is speaking to you, the devil is speaking to you, or you're speaking to yourself. So you don't need to wonder and be confused about that. Either God is talking to you, or the devil himself is talking to you, some demonic spirit, or you're talking to yourself, and you can't trust your own counsel about a world that you know nothing about. There's a world, there's a big world out there, and there are systems in place, and there's predators in those systems that have been designed, and they've been working with every society since the world began, since the fall of man. And many of us say we've been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. The reason why I can say that is because I don't trust my own counsel. I get my counsel from God. And so since God loves me, I want to make sure that my counsel comes from the one who loves me. Not the one who hates me or the devil himself. You're not going to pull out my internals and mess up my life because I'm listening to you tell me you love me, but I know deep down inside you don't. Devil don't like man. He doesn't like any one of us. He doesn't like you or your children. The dragon wants to eat them up as soon as they're born. So we don't play with the devil. I don't care what he says. Write it down in your notes. The devil is a liar. The first thing he told you and the last thing he told you was a lie. Why are we playing with the devil? Why are you running with the devil? You can't walk with God and run with the devil. Whose counsel are you listening to? And so God wants to give us an unmistakable call, but he doesn't do it the way man does it. Sometimes it's different about a particular job or profession that he wants you to go into, functions or an agency they want you to be a part of. God does give guidance to us, but he doesn't necessarily give us that individual direct, like you just heard this big, you know, this big boom in your ear and he's saying, okay, this is God and I want you to go there. That's not how we tune into the spirit. And if you're looking for that, you're going to miss him. Remember, God is either speaking to you, Satan is talking to you, or you're talking to yourself. We want to move you toward listening to the voice of the spirit, and wisdom guides you toward God's mandates and his counsel. And so if you need some instruction concerning your particular job or profession or agency that he wants you to be a part of, remember, God guides us even by his spirit. He doesn't use dramatic forms to do that. It's usually gentle when God talks to us. Sometimes he has to slap us hard if we're not listening. Ah! Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, have you ever been slapped by God? Thank you, Lord. Sometimes he's that dramatic to get your attention. I mean a hard slap, but it's a love slap. He's trying to get your attention. Some people, and if you read in the book of Proverbs, the Bible says if you drink so much, a person can slap you and you won't even know it. You're so dull to it. They can slap you many times and you won't know it. And you can be dull or intoxicated with foolishness and it's slapping you like that and you don't know it. You got to get sober. Thank you, Lord. You got to walk in sobriety so you don't get that smack like that. Thank you, Lord. Life shouldn't even have to do that to you all the time before you fall in line. Thank you, Lord. Man, that hurt, man. Hey. I slapped a few people in my life, so I know what it feels like, especially when I was young, talking that noise. That's right. Just like I thought. A lot of people run their mouths, but when you get with a real one, right? When you get with a real one, you'll start understanding. And you don't need God slapping you like that, backhanding you to get your attention. Give him your attention when he calls you. Thank you, Lord. God works through times of reflections. Just sitting back thinking on his word or looking over your shoulder, honey. Ooh, he was always there for you. Just think about it. Even as young people, he's always been there. And he does this by his spirit and through the force of wisdom. Developing a general attentiveness to the Spirit of God, or God, or being in God's presence, or giving him audience is very important, because through it, he guides us. And this is what God is always about. God has always wanted to give his people direction. Always wanted to give us direction. He's never ever wanted to be separate from us. He's always wanted to give us direction and to give us some hope. And so think about the Holy Spirit being a guide and wisdom being a guide. I don't just want you to consider God giving you discernment, but consider his presence being in your life in such a way that he can take you into new heights unknown, take you into happiness. And so anything that God says, even if it pinches or if there's a slap, what he's really trying to do is get you to get out of self so you can start getting his guidance and not just taking your own. There are people who are really, really into self, into their emotions. I would strongly recommend you get this morning's teaching. Change is inevitable. And if you're going to do anything for God or catch anything for God, you got to change. Can't just depend or relish into who you used to be. For us to be successful as a church today, this year, we're going to all have to change some. I think transformation is important. And we need to be changed into another person by the Spirit of God. Can the church say amen? When you think about God and how he works with us, God is always about supplying needs. First of all, he wants to supply the need of the world. And because he wanted to supply the need of the world, he looked at the major need of the world, which is his son, Jesus Christ. So he gave us Jesus. He's always about meeting needs. Even wisdom has come to meet needs. Holy Spirit has come to meet needs. Why would the Holy Spirit come? Well, he knows that you're either listening to God, Satan, or yourself. So he comes in to disrupt that and move you from listening to Satan and listening to self. The first consideration of the needs of the world is Jesus. So he sent Jesus to come to die and to be buried and then raised from the dead on the third day. And that's why God wants to improve your awareness. He wants you to understand that he wants you to be so keen to what he's doing. You can pick it up. You can tell when the wind shifts, glory to God, and how his will for your life can shift, and you need to move with it. That's what he's trying to do. Again, he's meeting needs. He knows that you need to be here in the third year. So he starts moving you in that direction 3 years before you need to be there. So when you get there, you'll be ready for it. So the single strongest indicator of what God wants you to do is probably your awareness of what needs to get done to make life, your family, your community, your church, your county, your state, and your nation, ultimately this world, to make it all better. So I'm a part of the collective. When God fixed me, he's after my family. When he fixes my family, he's after my community. He's also after my church. He's after my city, this region, this county, the state, the nation, and the world. But it should start with me as an individual. And the wise one will hear the instruction of the Lord so he can start working with you from the inside out, and then the people that you influence the most. God is not after huge, large stuff. It's not, God doesn't always have to give you the big things. I think the big things are coming, but he starts with the small things. Despise not small beginnings. And then it begins to move into the colossal stuff that he wants to do, even the global impact that he wants. We're a local church with a global impact, a global outreach. I want you to start thinking about this. This is not just the church on Palm Bay Road, but we're touching the world. We're touching Texas. We're touching California. We're touching China. We're touching Canada. We're going into the Caribbean. We're touching Trinidad. We're touching people from all around the world. We're like Sydney Poitier. We want to touch the Bahamas. We want to touch everybody. We want everybody to come into the sheepfold of God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Position for the Promise series, 30 Wisdom Keys, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2201-1611. That's reference number 2201-1611. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with Truth Revealed International Ministries. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with Trim Nation by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. The Truth Revealed app is available on Android and Apple mobile devices. Services can also be watched on Facebook, YouTube, Apple TV, and Roku. Also join us in celebrating the release of Bishop Clark's new book, The Comforter, Experiencing the Strength and Power of the Holy Spirit. Follow Bishop Merton Clark as he leads you through a scriptural understanding of the mission of Jesus.
The Marriage Enrichment Ministry will resume meetings on the third Saturday of each month. The Hearts Intertwined Sessions offers hope by helping couples move forward to oneness through stories of grace, teaching, and small group interaction. Come fellowship with us on Saturday, March 19th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Safety protocols will be in place and masks will be required.
Every marriage can be improved. Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Captain Jim Ross. My son, Captain Justin Ross, and I give our listeners weekly tips to help them catch more fish every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on our Catch a Memory Outdoors radio program on this station. Now it's time for you to get some one-on-one attention to seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Fineline Fish and Charters and let us help you become the angler you've always wanted to be. We offer instructional fishing charters that will have you hooking up to fish in no time. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Just give us a call, 321-636-3728, or go to our website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and instructional fishing charter with one of us today.
Try.